Cheryl Fritz is now live in Lansing on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS. Welcome to Fritz and Friends.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz along with Scott Eckersley coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now, Andrew Abood, attorney with the Abood Law Firm in East Lansing, also a civil service commissioner. Back in the headlines again, Andrew. How are you this evening?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for your flexibility this evening. We had a little trouble connecting there. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That was my fault.
Oh, not at all. That's why we have a plan B always ready to go, Andrew. Back in the news again with the Civil Service Commission, Michigan Attorney General Bill Schuette has filed suit on Friday against the State Civil Service Commission to block your controversial decision to provide domestic partner benefits to thousands of state employees. I guess the easiest way to start is, what are your thoughts on this latest volley?
Well, I had a chance to look at the lawsuit that was filed, and it's filed on Bill Schuette as an individual, you know, in his name personally, against the Civil Service Commission, and he's asking for the court to make a declaratory ruling on whether we had the authority to do what we did back in January of this year.
And your contention, because we've spoken on this very topic three or four times, is by my count, and each time it has been upheld that you are constitutionally allowed to do, as you've always asserted, the decision that was made by the Civil Service Commission.
Yeah, I think clearly what happened here is this was a bargain for exchange between the governor's office or the Office of State Employer and the labor unions, and we simply just approved what they had bargained for, which is, you know, really the classic role for the Civil Service Commission.
Go ahead.
And that's just what we do, is we review, you know, the bargain for collective bargaining agreements between the two parties and make sure that, you know, we're sort of, I guess, copacetic with it, and that's what we did in this case.
Well, and what is Attorney General Bill Schuette's lawsuit says that you exceeded the authority. What is the authority that the Civil Service Commission has over wages and so forth?
Well, our authority comes from the Michigan Constitution, just like the authority for the Michigan Supreme Court or the legislature or the governor's office. And we have authority that arises from the people, and it's a limited authority to deal with public employees, state employees, compensation, terms and conditions of employment. And ultimately, the role is to keep politics out of public employment.
Does this decision in this latest lawsuit, again, you've been challenged a few times on this since the ruling, does this smack of politics to you, or is that off base?
Well, I think that when you read the lawsuit, it's clearly they claim that's an issue of economics. And if it was an issue of economics, that has really nothing to do with our constitutional authority. And clearly they cite, there's a number of paragraphs indicating that this cost is going to be outrageous and we can't afford it and this and that. And you know, whether we can afford it or not is clearly a political issue, but it's not an issue of jurisdiction or authority. And so I think that really I do question the political inspiration that comes from this lawsuit.
Well, and I think one of the other interesting points that came out of this is Attorney General Bill Schuette said the action also violates equal protection clause of the Michigan Constitution as it relates to related adults such as siblings. And your response to that I found interesting.
Well, my response was that, I mean, we can expand it. It's going to cost more money. So on the one hand, he's saying, you know, what we did cost too much. And on the other hand, he's saying we should expand it, and I really don't have a problem expanding it. I mean, all we're doing ultimately is providing health insurance to Michigan citizens, and, you know, I think that we have to do something to distinguish Michigan citizens, the state of Michigan, from other states and get people to stay here and want to live here and work. And I don't think that is a terrible thing that we're providing health insurance to our citizens.
And this is also, when you and I have spoken before, you've talked about this is not about money. It's about what's right under the Constitution for the state of Michigan.
There's no question that that's the way I feel. And, you know, obviously any amount of money is tough in tough economic times. But, you know, and I think in one sense, when I was talking with Jan Winters about it at one time, she agreed with me that it's like 1% of somebody's of the budget, 1%, or and may even been a 0.5%. So if you were making $50,000 a year, a 0.5% would be like $250.
So this
and you know, $250 would be significant, but it wouldn't be. It wouldn't be life changing on anybody's budget making $50,000 a year, and I think that the state of Michigan can afford to do that.
Well, and this didn't make it through the 2/3 needed in the legislature to vote it down.
To say that was our endorsement. We were endorsed by the legislature.
Absolutely. This was filed in Ingham County Circuit Court. What's the timetable on this now?
Well, we'll have 21 days to answer, and we'll have lawyers, and we'll spend a lot of money to defend the action. And obviously, since the Attorney General is suing us, we'll have to hire probably a private law firm. And then I expect that what will happen is it'll be set on a briefing schedule, and probably in about 6 months we'll get a decision. And, you know, the judge that's on this case has got a lot of experience, and I suspect that whatever decision that she will make will be fair and reasonable and probably comply with the law.
Who is the judge in this case, Andrew?
I'm not sure if you know her.
Oh, okay.
Paula Manderfield?
Yeah, I believe I do. I believe I do know Judge Manderfield. She's an extraordinary judge, so I am sure she will consider all angles of this and rule appropriately, obviously. It's going to be interesting, again, to follow along. Andrew, as always, I appreciate your knowledge and your perspective on the issue, and
thank you
for your time this evening.
All right. Have a nice night.
Thank you so much. Andrew Abood, attorney with the Abood Law Firm in East Lansing, also a civil service commissioner. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS after this.